indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for coming. Pledge of presentation, we are not having none tonight.
So we're going to do a quick presentation, just a discussion that we are finalizing our budget. And we're at the final stages regarding hoping that state aid runs come in to give us a clearer picture. We've worked with directors, we've worked with principals in making sure that we're bringing in a budget that is efficient and affordable to our community at the same time. And we are asking that we meet possibly Monday night, even though school's not in session, as a board of ed to present the budget or to discuss the budget. Or would you like that to wait until we get back?
I'd rather have it next Monday.
Monday?
I think we should.
Pretty much the same discussion that we've talked about earlier, and just formalizing into a presentation for the public, the 30th.
Thank you. At 7:30?
You want to do earlier?
We can do earlier. Everybody can get home.
Public presentation. It'll be a first one.
Try to help you.
Aaron, I'll come in.
You want to do 7:30 or earlier? Up to you.
6:30?
7:30 is perfect.
7:30?
Christian?
Darn it, Judy.
Sorry.
Okay. Not 6:30, Judy?
I could. 6:30.
Pressure now. How about 7?
How about 7?
7?
How about 7 o'clock, Judy? 7?
7 o'clock? There we go.
Judy, 7?
7's good.
Aaron?
Okay.
Okay.
7 o'clock.
Next Monday?
You go. Okay.
Okay, next. Public comment.
Yes.
Any public comments?
Yes, yes, yes.
First day of.
Since we have no public comment.
Are you going away?
You never know, my gosh, Judy.
Superintendent's report, the BOCES budget. I've included in your board packet the BOCES budget, which is the administrative budget. Just for your update, the final budget, the entire budget from BOCES is supposed to be completed this week. I have a meeting on Friday with the BOCES superintendents where that should be discussed more. We did ask BOCES representatives to come this evening. They could not make it. We will invite them for next Monday, which I'm pretty sure they will not be able to attend because of their own break also, but we'll ask them. And the time is running out, and I don't want to have us come on a special night to meet with them just to... So I'll extend the invitation to them our next couple of meetings, and hopefully they can make it.
Again, we don't, I mean, we have zero say in changing
yeah.
it, so
it's really
not a big deal. Honestly, I feel bad making them drag out here when...
That's true.
You're right.
That's what I thought.
We'll get them out sometime this spring, I promise. Yeah. Other than that, that's all I have at this time.
Okay, now work down to the consent agenda. Is there anything anybody would like to have pulled?
Yes, 10.01.
Which one?
The bus proposition, 10.01.
Okay, anybody else have anything else they'd like to pull?
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda as amended.
Okay, motion made. Second. Chris? Okay, any other discussions before we vote? There's no other discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There you go. The ayes have it. Okay. Want to go back on to the bus proposition?
I think that's the next thing up. I think everything else was the consent agenda. The only thing I want to say is that, we have to make a motion before we discuss it. I'll make the motion that we pass the proposition with an amendment.
Judy's making the motion.
Anybody second?
Say what's your motion?
I don't want to make a motion to pass it because
I think what we should do is make a motion to discuss it, to bring this up.
Make a motion to amend the proposition. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, motion second. Made and seconded. All in favor?
Then we don't have to have three and drive poor Tracy crazy. Yeah. I feel very strongly. I know that Cynthia heard back from our attorney that, no, we don't need to put the amount we can expend from the bus purchase reserve fund in, but I looked in both our NISPA law book and online, with the state education law, and they both say you have to specify what the amount you're asking to take out of the bus reserve fund is. You can't just assume people will assume it's $130,000. So we really need to put expand a maximum of $130,000 from the bus purchase reserve fund for such purpose. It's not going to hurt. I mean, if I'm wrong, there's nothing that's going to hurt that. But if I'm not wrong, and the NISBA book is not wrong, and the law that's online is not wrong, then, you know, we're in trouble if we don't do it again. And so, you know, that's my concern.
Can I ask a question?
Uh-huh.
Expend such sums for such purpose. Isn't that saying what you're saying?
But it doesn't say expend such sums from the bus purchase reserve fund. It says expend from the bus purchase reserve fund for such purposes. It doesn't say how much.
So if we put expend a maximum amount of $130,000 from the bus purchase reserve fund for such purpose.
Yeah. And the other thing actually I'd like to ask is, are we totally comfortable with 130 if we're adding up to 128? We're sure it's not going to possibly go over.
Why don't we say not to exceed 130,000?
Well, that is what we're saying, a maximum aggregate cost.
But what if it is?
But suppose it comes to 132.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. You're saying,
but I believe Jerry's got them pinned down pretty much to the
okay.
bottom line.
Okay, if he's comfortable,
he's
then I'm
pretty,
comfortable.
He's done
that's
pretty
fine.
Well the last few years, pinning them down to the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. But we
well,
have to.
I mean, think.
I know.
If we're 128 and we're only saying giving a $2,000 cushion, I don't feel comfortable with that now that you talk about
yeah.
that because I'd hate to have to say, oh, we
yeah, that now we're taking another $2,000-$4,000 out of the general fund again, and it's like, I mean, what does it hurt?
So
you
want to
put
140?
It doesn't matter as long as
yeah.
it's going to cost what it's going to cost. It's a maximum.
Right. If we say 140, we spend only 128. That's great. We could even say
right.
We're under budget.
I mean, I just, you know, we...
What would you like to say? Just so read it out loud so we can...
Okay. Shall the Board of Education be authorized to... It says acquire. I'd rather say purchase, but fine, acquire. 2 30-passenger school buses and 2 minivans at a maximum aggregate cost of $140,000. B, expend such sums for such purpose. And C, expend a maximum of $140,000 from the bus purchase reserve fund for such purchase.
How many buses total?
How many buses total?
It always, yeah. So the voters are.
How many buses we have total?
Actually, it shouldn't have a question mark, but it's okay. It shouldn't.
Yeah, but that's how.
I know.
I'm not thinking we're seeing. Total number of vehicles?
I looked on 500 sites and none of them.
Yeah, this 6 new ones last year. Minivans, I think we have probably 30 passenger, probably 6 of those, probably. Cars, the little small vans, I think we have probably about 5 of those. And the large, most of the other ones are larger ones.
I make a motion to approve the transportation vehicle proposition as amended.
Motion made. Seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? The ayes have it.
And we need to remember to let the public know that that, in fact, is not going to be a budgeted.
Make it very clear ourselves.
Right. Yep. That this is coming out of what we put away as part of our plan.
Well budgeted for and planned for.
May I just go back over that?
Mm-hmm.
To make sure, I mean, I can look at my thing. But everything was the same until we got to C. No, sorry, I'll back up to the aggregate cost of $140,000.
Right.
B stayed the same. C,
yes.
To expend a maximum of $140,000 from the bus purchase reserve fund
yep.
for such purpose.
And that, yep, that was the only change you got.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Is there anything else under other? Nothing under other? Okay, we'll move on down to public comment again. You want to say something?
Yeah. Over this weekend, we had the children's play, and I want to commend those young people for doing what they did. I mean, through everything that that was actually going on. We were thinking about, you know, canceling. We were thinking about, you know, all this stuff, but they hung together, and, you know, it was a really great production.
It was indeed, and I went on Friday, and as you say, yes, they were waiting until the last minute. That didn't do anything for anybody's nerves on the first night, I'm sure. But it was, they did a great job, and we have many, many talented students who pour their whole heart into it, and parents who volunteer, and students who volunteer behind the scenes that don't get seen, and they really did a great job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other public comment? No. Okay, let's move on down to move out of a public session or move to executive session for particular personnel matters. Okay, motion
second.
Made, seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we'll be moving back down to the office.
Yes. Hopefully, there will be no action taken.
Hey.